The Public News Service Daily Newscast for February the 19th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump, citing evidence from friends and business associates, commuted the sentence of Rob Blagojevich, the former Democratic governor of Illinois, that from the New York Times. The Times reports Trump also pardoned financier Michael Milliken, the former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, and Edward J. DeBartolo Jr., the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers. All were prominent public figures convicted of charges that included fraud, corruption, and lying. The Times notes that three received prison terms and Blagojevich was still serving a 14-year sentence, while DeBartolo paid a $1 million fine. Las Vegas and Reno, two of the fastest warming cities in the U.S., which means many voters in Nevada's caucuses this week want to know what presidential candidates plan to do about the climate crisis. Ross Brown reports for PNS.
Six Democratic presidential contenders will debate at the Paris Theater in Las Vegas tonight ahead of Saturday's caucuses. Andy Magi with the Nevada Conservation League says the group's new public policy polling survey shows the environment is a crucial issue for caucusgoers across all demographics.
86% of likely caucusgoers think that climate and the environment are very important, if not the most important issue. This is a top two concern for voters after healthcare.
Participants in the Nevada debate tonight include Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren.
Among Latinas, the poll shows climate ranks first at 28%, followed by achieving universal health care at 21%. That poll surveyed 859 likely Democratic caucus voters in Nevada. And Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is critical of the federal government's use of gas taxes and its failure to improve rail service, issues that are both hot topics in the state of Virginia.
The United for Infrastructure conference in Las Vegas, billed as the first 2020 campaign event to focus on the issue, featured Democratic candidates Buttigieg, Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and businessman Tom Steyer. All agreed the nation needs to invest more to repair aging roads and bridges, but they were more cautious on whether to raise the federal gas tax for the first time since 1993 for infrastructure needs. Buttigieg told the crowd the nation needs to be more realistic about the future of gas taxes.
We are going to have to graduate from the gas tax because we're going to have to graduate from gas. We know that it is not a viable long-term funding mechanism for our highways.
Virginia's General Assembly just passed two separate bills raising the state gas tax. Buttigieg will be at a town hall in Fairfax this coming Sunday, February 23rd. I'm Diane Bernard.
This is PNS. A poll out this week shows that New Mexico voters, by a significant margin, support wild and scenic destinations for the Gila and San Francisco rivers and their tributaries. Guadalupe Cano, with the city council in Silver City, says the designated protection would help sustain local and rural economies that depend on such traditions as grazing, ranching, hunting, and fishing.
The lifeblood of our community is the forest and the river. That's the one thing that connects every single person in this community. This is the one thing that crosses generations, it crosses different socioeconomic groups, different ethnicities, everything.
New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich have committed to introducing legislation that would safeguard roughly 450 miles of both rivers and their tributaries as wild and scenic. Minnesota officials calling attention to a recent wave of fatal farm incidents. They're urging farmers to take safety precautions when working in grain bins. More from our Mike Mowen.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared this week Grain Bin Safety Week in light of several fatalities in Minnesota and across the country. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp says many farmers are desperate to salvage their crops following a rough year weather-wise in 2019. He says wet conditions resulted in low-quality grain for storage.
As people are having issues or they're maybe moving it earlier than expected, some of that grain, if it wants to spoil, kind of clumps up together.
As a result, he says a farmer might jump in to remove the clump and can become trapped if they're working alone or not using the proper safety equipment. Papp says that's why it's crucial for farmers working at grain bins to have someone with them at all times and to use the correct gear. The state says 10 people have died in farming-related accidents in Minnesota since June of 2019.
And finally, Nadia Romligon reports Black scuba divers with the nonprofit group Diving with a Purpose scour the oceans for wrecked ships that once transported enslaved Africans.
For more than 300 years, slave ships made an estimated 36,000 voyages from Africa, trafficking millions of people. It's believed that at least 1,000 of these ships sank en route. Diving with a Purpose lead instructor and NASA engineer Eric Denson says only a few slave ships, including the Henrietta Marie and the Clotilda, have been conclusively identified.
Because if you think about it, mainstream archaeology does not really concentrate on things like this. Obviously, it's controversial. Up until the discovery of the Clotilda, you didn't really hear about different, you know, slave ships.
He says the presence of shackles, cannonballs, and other dated materials are strong evidence that a ship once carried human cargo.
I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member MLS supported. We're online at publicnewsservice.org.